Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Wayne Cruz back on the show. Wayne is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, Vice President of Policy, and Director of Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. He's the author of the 10,000 Commandments Annual Report, which is a one-of-a-kind. It's groundbreaking research on the regulatory state. He's the author of Copy Fights, an intellectual property important work, and he's our good friend Wayne. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me back. I just heard Lynyrd Skynyrd there on their farewell tour.
Yeah. Well, there'll never be farewell around here. We'll always have them on our show.
That's right.
Hey, Wayne.
Keep it going.
Uh-huh. When one of the things that President Obama did quite a bit of was executive orders. And of course, many of those got reversed by the new president, who seems to be doing his own executive order activity, because when he needs to fill in the gaps where Congress, as you reported in a recent article, where Congress is not doing their job, he's filling in the gaps with executive orders. Are those going to be effective? Are they effective? Will they last? Can they endure?
Right. They can be. Let me just say at the outset of this, every time you and I talk about regulation, we eventually get around to the idea of needing to sunset the rules that are out there.
Exactly right.
I just want to say that what I talk about in the background, you need to think of as hovering, that Congress needs to take action and needs to start sunsetting rules. The existing pot of rules is out there, and then everything that they do new needs to have an expiration date on it, like a carton of milk, as
right.
I heard somebody say. But look, on the regulation, there's a lot of backlash on Trump right now for trade policy. Now he's apparently ramping up antitrust. There are things that he can do to undermine progress on regulatory reform. But generally, when you look at the news, whether it's on the left or right, one of the things that they have given credit for is a major change in the mindset with respect to putting out new rules and regulations. And Trump has slowed that down. It's not so much that specific rules have been cut, because you know how the Administrative Procedure Act works. You can't get rid of regulations in the
mm-hmm.
government. You can only replace them with another rule.
Mm-hmm.
but at the least, he slowed down the flow of regulation. And
do you I want to make sure I get this clear.
Yeah.
Are you saying that you think the general attitude about President mm-hmm. Trump regarding regulations has caused the resident members of the regulatory state who abide in these different bureaus, different departments, it's caused them to slow down their behavior, their activity?
I think that what I was saying was there's recognition in the media, like if you read a Bloomberg report or a Wall Street Journal report, that, yeah, the brakes have been put on, because the number of proposed rules that are being cooked up
right.
is way down, and especially when you talk about economically significant rules, the ones
mm-hmm.
that are said.
These are rules that could go forward on their own out of these departments without anybody having oversight over them, aren't they?
Exactly. Those have slowed down. But your question to me gets to something a little different. Do I think that the agencies are really going to slow down? No,
right.
There's debate right now, and it all came up again this weekend and last week when a New York Times article about Rod Rosenstein saying he wanted to record Trump came out. There's an ongoing debate in society right now over a so-called deep state. And if you look at some of the writings and postings by Robert Wright, for example, the former labor secretary
right.
under Clinton and others, and, you know, there is the hashtag resist exists. I didn't make that up. And you can see plenty of sources that talk about agencies just kind of biding their time. hoping that when the day comes that, that Trump isn't there, they can continue with their rules and regulations. And that's one of the things that's likely to occur. You know, when the first George Bush put a moratorium in place, once it was lifted, rules started pouring out again. Even Obama and Clinton and the second George Bush set a moratorium in place at the very, very beginning. Mm-hmm. But once those are lifted, things continue again. I'm saying, though, that with Trump, the slowdown was more pronounced, mm-hmm. and he did initiate new executive orders to require if one regulation is issued that another one has to be – that two have to be revoked, that right. sort of thing. And Jim, that's effective, but what happens is you run out of the low-hanging fruit and new things have to be done.
And that's where we are. But as we go to a break, Wayne, I got to say, folks.
Yes, that's where we are.
The overall thing that he's talking about, that Wayne's reporting to us right now, this is one of the reasons why you had two quarters back-to-back 4% growth. This it does have an impact. It affects the way people think about investing. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.